What's up, fam? It's your boy, Papa Swolio, back for another audio experience. It's 5 a.m. I just pulled into the gym parking lot, and I got to sleep really early. I went to bed really early last night. I did not sleep that long. It was one of those nights when I went to sleep at 10 o'clock, woke up, and I'm like, ah, shit, it must be time to go to the gym. It must be early, and it was like 12. It was midnight, and I'm just looking at the phone, just like, oh, shit. I have so many hours left to kill. And then my brain started working and you know how that went. So it was, I don't know if I slept another wink, but my brain certainly didn't stop fucking going. So I kept on thinking about everything, about videos I want to shoot, about workouts, about content I want to do, about subjects for the podcast, and just all these things were running through my head. All good things. I definitely wish I wrote some of them down, but it's just organization. One thing that I've learned is when you sleep, and a lot of you probably are aware of this, but when you sleep, your body organizes a lot of shit. So if you have a complex problem or something that you're thinking about, it's usually great to literally sleep on it, because when you wake up, things are a lot more clear. And that's one of the reasons why I do like the morning pump. That's another reason why I like doing these audio experiences. Specifically first thing in the morning, because it helps me organize my thoughts in general for the day. And I have a lot of clarity when it's early in the morning, whether I got a lot of sleep or not. I just have that before the dawn, right? Like I'm getting everything started kind of clarity. So that's another benefit of getting up early and, you know, going to the gym and shit like that. So whenever I can, obviously, you know that I do. Kind of the theme for today is really, again, that discipline, going when you don't feel like going when you least want to go, doing a workout when you least want to do a workout. Those are always the times that are the most important. So just remember that today, whenever you're listening to this, whether it's the day I posted or whether it's a year later, make sure you always recognize, always come back to that concept of shit, I don't want to go. Shit, I need to go. Like those are the times that you can really create something special. And whether or not you crush a workout or you just kind of go and dip your toes in and keep the meter running and just go and do something, it doesn't really matter if you murder a workout or not. The fact that you went when you didn't want to go is really what's most important. I'm doing some traveling this week. I'm going to go visit my best friend. I got some stuff going on. So it'll be nice. Of course, the work doesn't stop. I got the podcast every day. I'm going to be doing, live stream. I'm going to be doing probably a double phone live. So I'll bring, of course, my gear and my phones, but I'll probably be streaming on Instagram and Facebook, because those are the most popular live streaming platforms when I go live. So I'll probably do that both from the phone rather than streaming from the computer, as well, because obviously I'm out of the office. But those of you that like to follow on other platforms, you know, you'll still get the podcast. Of course, that's going to go up as normal. But it'll be nice. I can't wait to see him. It's been... God, when's the last time I saw him? When was that? I think it's been a... March? Maybe it was 5 or 6 months ago. Maybe it was longer. God, I don't even know. I don't even remember. Time flies. But anyway, some great shit. Just dropped a brand new Swolga class in Swolenormous X. So that's been awesome. The podcast is really doing great. The community is really growing strong. And I really love the engagement on all platforms, like the public community, not just Swolenormous X. And hitting a new stride with all the content creation, expanding the team and getting more efficient with the things that I want to focus on. So a couple of things that I'm trying to be more aware of. I want to do more video content for Instagram. I don't know. I'm so, it's kind of like that bottleneck. It's kind of like that bottleneck effect where I don't want to be the cork. I don't want to be the one that's restricting the growth, because I love having my hands on the content. Not that I want to be in control, but there's so much stuff I want to do, and I usually want a quick turnaround. So in terms of video editing, that's really time intensive. Video editing is skill and time intensive. So, you know, it's also not cheap, of course. So when, you know, looking to bring people on, they have to have the right sense of humor. They have to have the right mindset, the right approach, and the right dedication, interest in the projects for me to get my message across. And that's one thing that I've learned from doing all this content is the editing is the key. You know, I mean, I could take an average video and make it a great video with a good edit. And the edit sets the message. You know, I could say great things, but if the edit sucks, it's going to be boring, right? You need the right cuts. You need the right perspective. You need the right music if it needs music. But, you know, bottom line, obviously the content is what really pops. And what I like doing on Instagram that a lot of people don't do is just straight up film within Instagram, right? Film a clip and then boom, post it. And a lot of times that doesn't get a lot of traction. I don't know if it's the Instagram algorithm or if it's something else. And when I make content, it's not for the views, it's not for the likes, it's for people to get impacted by the content. So I know more often than not, people that want to see or need to see my content do. But when I talk about editing video and wanting to put the text overlays and the word overlays, I don't know if it's the Instagram algorithm shows it to more people or that more people actually like it and watch it, and that's why I might get more views. So, you know, I'm playing around with those things because I can talk in front of the camera, I can talk in front of the phone and post videos all day long, but I want to make sure that the people that want to see it get to see it. And you know how algorithms work. They're starting to restrict who of your followers see the content. So, you know, I want to make sure that all of you get the best stuff and that no one's restricted from it. So I try to make videos that will get the most reach based on those algorithms. However, what's great about this podcast, for example, is if you're subscribed and you know where to find it, you'll get the content. You're not going to get lost in a feed. You're not going to get lost on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube. It's not going to get pushed down, or you're not going to get, hey, I didn't get notified. The podcast is there. Like, you'll get it. If you want it, you subscribe, you go to the podcast, and you can, boom, download, play. And that's what's great about this function or this platform is you can just absorb it and consume it regardless of what you're doing, where you are. Like, there's no limitations to you, you know, absorbing the message here. So I'm really going to keep on being consistent with this. But that's the latest. That's what's going on. It's Tuesday morning early. It's like 10 after 5 now. I'm going to do a little video right here in the parking garage. I want to get a video up for Instagram today. I want to start adding some more, you know, really up the game on video content with Instagram with the big push on YouTube, doing a lot of stuff. I have so much fun on all these channels. And I really do want to say thank you to everyone that's listening, that I really do appreciate all the support everywhere, not just on this podcast, but on the main podcast. I shouldn't say the main podcast. I mean, for all I know, this podcast is going to be the most popular podcast. Maybe this is the main podcast and the Daily Swole is the side podcast. It's my side piece. It's my side. It's my fucking side piece podcast. But I want to do, I want to use this platform and this podcast to really make it very conversational, to have conversations with and bring members and have calls and post coaching calls. Like, I'm going to be dipping into the private community, upcoming. I just have to make sure that I schedule it properly and make sure I have my other priorities, in order before I start doing that. But there's gonna be a lot of cool content coming up. I'm sure you're aware. I've been talking about it for a while, but, I'm not going to take my eyes off the prize. I'm still moving forward. And I really do hope that what I am trying to do, that you see the bigger picture, that it's more than just a post, it's more than just a podcast, that I know I'm doing, I have everything. I know I have so much stuff going on. I have two podcasts, I have all these channels, and people think I have a team of like 50 fucking people working for me. And it's like me and, you know, maybe I get a couple edits here and there from on specific things. So I'm really juggling a lot of stuff myself, but I appreciate all the support with everything. And I just want you to see the bigger picture, that if you really manage your time and have focus and have direction, have passion, and are really trying to do something special, like you really can. There's nothing that I'm doing that is superhuman in the sense that you can't do it as well. I just found something and found what I wanted to do and just went all in. And I literally went all in. I did as much as I could. And then I stepped away from my other obligations that, you know, for financial reasons and for work. And I went all in. And I just want to help people. I want to spread this fucking message of no bullshit. I want to get people out of that funk and that slump of thinking that they need to buy every supplement, buy every fucking program, buy every fad, and get back to true health. And that's a lifelong process. And there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to go over. And as the community grows and grows, it's just going to keep on getting stronger. And we're going to get more into these issues all the time. So the more people I can wake and shake out of their slumber, the better. And that's something that's really important to me. And I was having this conversation actually in a DM early this morning, that one of the things that I, or how I approach my content creation, how I approach my style and my message and how I convey my message, is a lot of people don't get into the fitness industry and don't make content, don't make videos, don't do a podcast because they think it's saturated. They think it's overdone. They think there's so many voices, like, oh, so many people are doing it, then, you know, why me? Why would I do something? Why should I do something? You know, I have nothing to add. I have nothing to offer. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. A lot of people don't do anything because they think that other people are already doing it, which is true. A lot of people are doing stuff. There are millions of people doing shit in the fitness and health industry. However, a lot of them have the same voice. A lot of them are saying the same fucking shit. So the way I look at it is that there's a lot of white noise. There's a lot of just fucking background. So it's easier to stand out. It's easier to stand out if you have a strong message and if you're willing to convey it in a way that will break through the noise. So the way I approach my content, and it's very authentic, I feel the same fucking way. If I tell you to shut your fucking mouth because you're fat and you shouldn't be eating, I'll tell that. I feel the same exact fucking way that I say it. But that message comes across as harsh, but it cuts through the bullshit. It cuts through the noise. It cuts through that white noise background that is just lulling people to sleep. And you have to find your own voice, but you have something to add for sure to whatever you're passionate about, whatever your interests are. You have something to add to that story. You have something to add to that dialogue. So your life and your vision and your experience is completely different than mine. If you're getting into the fitness industry, your opinions might differ from mine. Great, add them to the conversation. Convey that message in your way. Be authentic to yourself. Don't shy away from creating content and doing stuff based around what you're passionate about because you think, just because you think other people are doing it. Yeah, they're doing it, but they're not doing it your way. It doesn't matter who's better or who's worse. Everyone has an audience. If you go on Instagram, for example, you'll see everyone's got a few hundred or 1,000 or 10,000, whatever followers. There's a lot of people. Like, there's a lot. You don't like one page. If you listen to this podcast, you probably listen to 5 or 10 other podcasts. You know, maybe you don't. Maybe you only listen to me, and that's awesome. But chances are you listen to other stuff. You're not only consuming my content. So, I mean, what kind of an ego is that to be like, oh, you should only follow me? I'm sure you follow a bunch of fitness people, or maybe you only follow me, but in terms of fitness, but then you follow other people in other areas of life and podcasts and, you know, personal growth and development or whatever. Whatever you do, whatever your interests are. So there are a lot of people in this world, and there are a lot of people doing great things. And don't think that there isn't room for you. There's plenty to go around, and you never know who you're going to inspire. And it doesn't have to be a large audience. It doesn't have to be a lot of people. Don't get caught up in the followers. Don't get caught up in, you know, the audience size. Focus on the engagement. I don't give a fuck about followers or likes. I love comments. I love comments. Shares are great, but I love comments. When all of you are commenting on posts, that's what makes a difference. Most people just, their profiles are graveyards. Like, when you're commenting, when you're giving feedback and you're plugging in, that's what means a lot to me. Like, I want to wake people up. I want to get people out of there, just scroll. I want people to jump in the conversation. So be a part of that conversation, whatever you're passionate about, whether it's fitness or whether it's something else. Remember, there's a lot of people in the world. There's a lot of noise. There are a lot of profiles, and there are a lot of people putting out content. There are a lot of people doing something, but it's impossible for anyone to do it your way, because you're the only one. You're the only you. So give your spin on things, give your opinion on things, and you're going to have something special, but you just have to put your fucking mind to it and not quit. And that's all that I did. I mean, how many episodes have I done of the podcast that fucking had zero viewers live or got 14 views. I mean, fuck, you go back in some of these videos and there's like 50 views, 10 likes, you know, from some of the earlier podcasts. Now we're getting thousands of people every day downloading, watching live. It's insane. And it's humbling, but at the same time, I fucking didn't stop. I didn't stop. I did a lot of things right, and I'm sure I did things wrong, or I could have done things better in some ways, but hey, always learning, always improving. But one thing is for certain, I'm not fucking stopping. So if you haven't started yet, I highly encourage you do around anything that you're passionate about, and just know that if I did it, so can you. So go fucking get your pump on, go do your thing, get started. Today is a great fucking day. Hit me up in the DM, message me, email me, whatever. But love you all. Today is going to be a great day. I'll be back, of course, the rest of this week. But just stay plugged into the content. I'll be traveling a little bit. Fun stuff, vlogs coming, and all that good shit. So peace out, fam. Love you. What up, my beaches? Papa Swolio is back with some more audio experience. Today's been interesting because Facebook and Instagram were down. So I think a lot of people are like, where's Papa Swolio? What's going on? Why is he not posting? Why is he not live? I was live. That's the reason why you need to be following me on Twitter. Follow the Daily Swole podcast on YouTube. It's a separate YouTube channel because I was live. I was live on Twitch. I was live everywhere else because everywhere else works. So fuck you, Mark. Fuck you, Zucks. I still got it through. Those of you that don't know, Facebook owns Instagram. That's why both of those were down and WhatsApp is down. So it just goes to show how scary this shit is. That's why I post everywhere, fam. That's why I post everywhere. That's why I sent you all, if you're following me and you're part of the community, that's why you probably got an email from me talking about Twitter. It's always good to have backups. If you want your gains, don't miss out on the gains. But as you always know, you get the main podcast, you got the Daily Swole, and now you're getting an audio experience too. So I was out of town. Those of you that follow all the content, which you probably do, I was in Ohio visiting my best friend and, didn't train, didn't do any resistance. All I did was some mobility, some relaxation, and some foam rolling stuff, a little bit of yoga, but sparingly. I actually took more complete days off. I just needed it psychologically. So today was, I couldn't just go back and be like, you know, lifting heavy and just go crush it. I needed to like lift weights, but move. I needed to be mobilized. I needed to do some stabilization. So I did a total body. That's right. I did a total body stabilization, total body awareness, and I actually wish I recorded today's, but no need. I mean, I'll get that up in Swolenormous X for those of you that are members, but I want to do a lot more, I don't want to say performance-based stuff, but I want to do a lot more mobility, total body-esque type training. I want to, I feel like I'm having an itch for some more performance-based training on my end. I think I was getting a little stale and stagnant because, as you know, if you lift a lot of weights and you lift heavy and you do more bodybuilding type training, it's very taxing on the body, and not just physically, not just the joints, not like tendonitis, stuff like that, but it's just draining because the intensity is high and there's a lot of overload, and it's stressful in the sense that, hold on, I gotta put this reflector up in my windshield so it doesn't melt my car. It's just a lot more overload. I guess that's the answer. It's a lot more stressful on the body. So anyway, I've been feeling this way for the past couple weeks. You've probably heard it in my posts. I think that's one of the reasons why I've kind of been in the wind. I've been back and forth with my training. I've been like, all right, inspired and gonna go crush it. And then I kind of, I don't know. So I think more, this is usually a sign for me that I need some more, I don't want to say necessarily total body, but I need some more like stimulating, unstable training where I'm like doing a lot of single leg stuff, a lot of corrective work, right? So a little bit more of a corrective angle, a little bit more of a stabilization approach, which is always good. And it's kind of like the perfect timing because I wanted to do more of that content inside Swolenormous X. I wanted to post more about that type of stuff, create some more of those awareness workouts for the awareness program section in Swolenormous X. So the timing worked out on that respect. You hear some keys. I'm gonna start walking upstairs. So if you hear a little bit of echo, just deal with it. So that's what my workout today consisted of. It was more, you know, step back lunges to single leg squats. I did some cable chest press, one arm, did just a lot of body weight stuff. I did, ab work. I also did
pull-ups and shit. So did a little round robin, but it really kind of woke me up and made me feel great. So I think that's going to be how I'm going to get through this deloading type period. And that's what I talk about a lot when it comes to, training every day. But it doesn't mean, when I say training every day, it certainly does not mean that you're crushing it every day. And that's where most people fall short. That's where most people fuck up when it comes to their program design. They think that lifting means, or training every day, training means lifting weights, which is great, but what kind of intensity, what kind of overload? Are you killing yourself a few days a week? Are you crushing your body, doing heavy overload? Because your body needs rest. Your body needs time to come down from that. Your body needs recovery. And that's where a lot of people fail. They train, and that's really what my podcast and my content's all about. It's about that recovery. Most people train well or train hard or train plenty, but they don't recover well enough. So keep that in mind as you go through your week, and let that be the lesson of the day, is just to focus on your recovery. Make sure, regardless of how hard you're training, if your recovery gets more focus, you'll be able to push yourself more. And that's just the way it goes. A lot of people train fine, but they're getting hurt because they're not recovering enough. So make sure you focus more on your recovery and your repair from your training, and that will help you make more gains in the long term. So glad to step in, happy to be here. I feel like because the other platforms are down that I'm under posting, that you don't hear enough from me. So hopefully this wets your whistle and gives you a little extra pop of swole, even though Facebook and Instagram are down today. But I will see you all tomorrow on the swole. Make sure you follow me on the other places because I was live today. And we'll keep on crushing. Hopefully everything is up, back and running tomorrow, so we can keep on making those sick fucking gains. Peace out, fam.